here with us.
Hi, Jared. Jared, my name is Paul. I'm the area manager. You were just speaking with Doug, and of course, Doug wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of the service, how it works, what's included, answer any questions that you might have, and then you also do qualify for a reduced rate. You know, you've owned the business for a handful of years. The business has been around for many, many years. That's going to help you with a lowered rate. How's your day going so far? So, you know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, right? That PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page. Do you have any questions for me at this point other than the price itself?
Just the price and
So our job is to get your phone ringing to make sure that people in your area are able to see you as an option when they do a keyword search for your services. Now, we can target big cities and small, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where it's going to be most profitable to you to be found. So all of Salt Lake Valley, that would not be a problem. It's a combination of search engine optimization as well as social media. There's a membership and ad campaign included, and it is a flat rate. Just no matter how many jobs you get out of the work, it's a flat rate of exactly $199.00. There's still once a month for that amount. The website is linked to all the content and Google indexes, and of course that would include Facebook ads too. Now, being that it's month-to-month, is that something you might want for your business, greater visibility and more phone calls and more features?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, Google is the world's largest electronic sort of now put them on the face of the planet. Now, obviously, your website is not active right now. That's something that would be able to be easily remedied on your end. If we needed to, though, we could build a new website for you. But the whole point is to get your website in front of more people and more opportunities. This is a position that we're actively filling, so we do have to find one company to work with, and once we actually close out the category, we will not be working with any of the competition. Now, of course, we will get a detailed reporting and tracking and you can see exactly how much work you're getting for it. Now, do you have any questions for me at this point?
$3.99 a month, and I don't necessarily have to do the whole valley.
Okay.
I would focus more between 45th and downtown.
Okay. Could do that. I'm just going off of Doug's notes here. So what I would do in that case is I'd be able to get you that flat rate setup fee. $2.99 is an out the door cost, and of course, on a of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, involved. You can pause the service too if you get more work and you can take off. If you want to go on vacation, you can pause the service. Now, you can take months to months, and when we can actually open up your website, but is the number that we're speaking on right now, is this the number on our website? Is this the number you want your customers to call?
Was it 977-1300?
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then how did you want to take care of that initial payment then? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What would work best for you?
What's the keyword you guys have?
So you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase as long as it's a service that you provide. The main category is appliance and appliance repair. That's the category that it falls under. But like I said, we're going to target your services and service area.
I think we got categorized in the wrong area then.
You're vending machines, right?
Yep.
So that's what, rentals?
No, we sell vending machines, we repair vending machines, and we do fill vending in locations. So they call us if they want vending machines in their break room.
Gotcha. Okay. So you sell, you said you rent them also?
Yep, sell, rent,
and repair.
Buy, repair, right. Operate.
So for something like that, like, you know, you're not limited by keyword or search phrase. It's just that Google is pretty limited with their categories, right? I mean, there's only a handful of major categories, and then every business falls underneath one or more of those categories. So obviously, we would be promoting your website and promoting your services. You know, we would do a client interview. So we would, you know, get to the nuts and bolts of exactly how you want your business to be branded online, but it still fits within the same general category for the listing that we're trying to do.
Appliances, really?
Well, that's the category. Yeah, Google doesn't have a category for vending machines. I mean, I'm looking at your Yelp listing right now. I know it's vending machines. I can see all the photos that you have on there. And the business has been around for a long time. Did you inherit that from a family member? Did you buy it from somebody?
Inherit it. Yeah, I kind of took over. They're a distant family member, but
okay.
Paid for.
Well, congratulations on you know, the success of the business and your end of it, you know, at least, you know, good 6 years. You know, obviously, I don't know exactly what's going on with that website. Is that something that you guys built yourself, or did somebody else build it for you?
Yeah, we have a family member that built it.
Okay, got it. Well, if there is something more than, like, just a small hosting issue or something like that, I mean, if you need to have a new website built, we can use that existing domain and build out a new website for you. That would not be a problem. And we wouldn't charge you for it. I mean, we're trying to make this as affordable for you as we can, which is, like I said, why I would reduce the cost of the service and even waive your setup fee.
Okay.
And you said you wanted to keep it, you know, between 45th and downtown. Is that like your typical service area? Is that your typical route?
Or if you would pin them down, then I like that area a little better. But anywhere in the Solid Valley, I don't go past Drake right yet, and I don't go past Magnus, and I don't go past, I don't go up to Park City. I don't go past Bountiful.
Oh, okay. Got it. Yeah, so it's definitely not all of the valley. Well, like I said, we target specific places, you know, and we ask you where you want to be found. If there are places you don't want to go, then obviously we don't run your ads there. It's all about making sure that you're able to be found in the service area you want to target. And then, you know, we'll figure out what's going on with that website. I mean, obviously, if it's something that you can get up and going on your end, and you probably didn't even know that it was down. So, I mean, if nothing else, we kind of helped you out to know that, you know, if people see that Yelp listing, they can't actually go on your website. Is Yelp getting any work for you? I mean, I know it's good for, like, restaurants and, like, hair salons, nail salons, but are you getting any business from it?
I didn't know that we paid them anything. If we did, it was a long time ago, so I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's a community listing, and we would have created one for you if you didn't already have one. And it doesn't look like it's set up too specifically well for you. You know, it's got you down for services that it doesn't even look like you would be providing. But, you know, we would fix it. I mean, we do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, website. We want to make sure your business information online is accurate. And like I said, if you didn't already have that community listing on Yelp, we would have created one for you, only because it's a directory that Google indexes. It's not any more important to Google than any of the other directories that are not even known to the public at all, although something like a Yelp listing or a Facebook page, it's something that people are aware of. Obviously, we want to make sure you've got the content that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search, because that's what's going to get your business ahead of your competition. It's got nothing to do with how long you've been in business or the size of the company or anything like that. Now, we are Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. We're not Google, of course. If anyone calls you and tells you they are Google, they're kind of telling stories. But we've been around since 2004. I'm going to send you right now a link to our pricing page, because obviously your success online really does depend on who you're working with. Google will make these phone calls, but it's only for businesses that have at least 100 locations or more. Everything less than that falls under the responsibility of the Google partners. Now, I sent you a link. If you can open it up and put me on speakerphone, at the top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Online?
Yeah, I sent you a link. I mean, I sent you a text message. You can receive a text message on the phone that we're speaking on, right?
No, 801-856-0113 is my cell phone number.
Say that again, 801? 801- You broke up a little bit.
801-856-0113.
Okay. Let me update that in our system, and then I'll send that link back out to you. So there's a lot that you can do with this. Well, you're going to have a tracking and reporting system as well. You'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting and where that work is coming from. Now, the link that I sent out to you at the top of it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. You should have received it now.
Yeah.
Okay. So like I said, you'll be able to track your success, 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard. There's a lot more that you can do with it besides just, see exactly where the work's coming from. But you can, print out invoices for tax purposes. Advertising is a tax write-off. We've been around since 2004, and we'll celebrate our 20th anniversary in December, 4.9 out of 5, average client satisfaction rating. It is a month-to-month service, but our clients do keep the service because it's profitable. Now, you'll see that blue-tinted photo, and just below it, it says Google Ads Partner. You can click on the box underneath that where it says Google Partner. Goes to google.com/partner, right on Google's website. You can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. And, of course, that makes all the difference in the world. We get our training and our updates directly from Google. Even when they make changes to their map or PAC algorithm, they share those changes with us ahead of time. So you'll always have the right content to stay ahead of your competitors. Like I said, we are talking about the Platinum package here under SEO packages on the link I sent out to you. It does say $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. But I did say I would, and I will, reduce the cost of that package from $599 down to $299 and waive your setup fee. So you're getting the entire first month for basically the cost of the setup fee. It's almost like getting that first month for free, but it's better than that because next month when you're using the service, it doesn't go up to $599. It stays kind of grandfathered in at that flat rate of $299. Okay?
Okay.
So if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, the next step would be to schedule a follow-up call with your technician. We do call it your client interview. And again, we'll talk to you about your services, service area, anything like a mission statement, motto or slogan, tagline, all of that. What's unique about your business? And of course, that helps us to create the content to keep you right on that first page. And then, like I said, it would be that flat rate, exactly $299. Did you want to process that on a credit or debit card, Jared? What's going to work best for you?
I'll do credit card.
Is it Master, Visa, Amex, Discover?
Visa.
Visa. Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
My name.
Your first name, no middle initial?
A.
You said A? The middle initial is A?
H. H is Hiram.
Oh, H. H's and A's sound pretty similar. And then, how did you spell your last name?
Peterson.
Breaking up just
Peterson,
a little bit.
P-E-T-E-R-S-O-N.
Peterson. P-E-T-E-R-S-O-N, Mr. Peterson. And you said that was a Visa. That should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Jared, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
4100-3906-6917-0371.
And then the expiration month and year?
11/26.
11 of 2026. And the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
528.
You said 528, right? 528?
Yeah.
And then November or 11 of 2026. Mr. Peterson, was the card itself 4100-3906-6917-0371?
Do that again. I wasn't looking at my card.
Oh, I have 4100-3906-6917-0371.
Yeah.
Now, I do have an address here. I don't know, is this the billing address, the 3994 South 300th West?
Yeah.
And that's 84107. Okay. Now, I am going to schedule that follow-up call with your technician. We do schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. The other thing that I'm required to do, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. Jared, it does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are waiving the setup fee, of course, reducing the cost of the service itself. And then I did need to have an email address on file. The email is just for us to use to contact you regarding your account. What is a good email address, either for you personally or for the business itself?
Email.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
It's the business email.
The business email. Yeah, I can't open up the website, so I don't know what email is on there. But what is that business email?
Advanced Vending Utah. At gmail.com.
Okay, Advanced Vending Utah at gmail.com.
Yeah, it's advanced with the E, not a D. Ends with an E, yeah. Not a D.
Yeah, advanced, not advanced. Right.
Yeah.
Just like the website. AdvancedVendingUtah.com is the website. AdvancedVendingUtah@gmail.com is the email. Okay. Now, like I said, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually, though, really straightforward. I do have it pulled up, Jared, and it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mr. Peterson, this part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
Advanced Vending.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then, Jared, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Jared Peterson, the manager.
Okay. Then, as the manager owner of Advanced Vending, of course, Jared, you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service, no contract. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, that Visa in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yeah.
Of course. Now, Mr. Peterson, it's just to get results as fast as possible. Jared, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign because it's our job to make sure that the people in your area who need your services, need your vending machines, that they can actually contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less. To phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Mr. Peterson, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason we ask so is all the content that we'll be creating for your business. Of course, we want to make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. We wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then obviously we want to make sure that your business information is always consistently displayed. Like I said, we do that NAPW audit. Of course, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Peterson, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, including waiving your setup fee and reducing the cost of the service, with it being month to month, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which again I will waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 21st of October, in the very reduced total amount of just $299.00. Again, that $299 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount. There's no taxes, fees, surcharges, lead fees, or anything like that. Of course, calls will be going directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And if we need to build a new website for you, we would do that too at no cost. Just let us know what might be going on with your existing website. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 21st of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $299. Again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which again means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause the service. If you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if necessary, you could even pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Jared, all that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Peterson, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Jared, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That actually does conclude the voice verification. In about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
No, I don't have one.
That's okay. You'll receive it by email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. On the email, there's going to be a link to the written terms and conditions, everything that we did just go over on the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. Now, of course, you can reach client support Monday through Friday. It is 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That is Mountain Time, and there's an email that you can access, of course, 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within that same business day or the following business day if they receive the email after hours. And again, that email will be on your welcome email that you should get in a minute here. Now, as far as your follow-up call with your technician, we, again, schedule by the hour. I could get you in at 10 o'clock. That's the next available. There's also one at 11 and 12. And then this afternoon, you could do either 2, 3, or 4 o'clock. It takes about a half hour. You don't have to be in front of a computer. 4 o'clock?
11.
Oh, 11. 11 o'clock. Okay, so we're going to schedule it from 11 till 12. The call would get to you about right at or shortly after 11. Get you off the phone about a half an hour after that. There is still time for our automated system to send you an email at 10 o'clock. Just a reminder that the call itself is scheduled at 11, and in a second here I'm going to send you a calendar invite. That calendar invite is just for your records. Go into your email inbox, though. It's going to say local / CIENG, and of course, that just stands for client interview conducted in English. Now, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that the system... The system should have sent out to you already?
Yeah, I think I got the email.
Okay. The one that you received is the one that you should open up right now. You'll get your welcome email in a second, but the one that you have already received is the one that says local / initial invoice. If you open it up, it says take control. It says, do you see where it says click here to accept the subscription terms?
Access your dashboard, you mean?
Well, if you click, okay, no, above that in the body of the email where it says thank you for choosing Local Splash, please click here.
This is Local Splash?
Yeah, correct.
I don't see click here. I just see
you
access
see the,
your dashboard.
Okay, so, and it's the one that says local splash initial invoice, right? There's an invoice above the access your dashboard. And then in the body of the email itself, it says, hello, Jared. Do you see that?
Can I use the bathroom?
So our technician can walk you through that if you're not able to access it right now.
Let me see. I have a couple. I don't see anywhere it says click here. I see two of them. Where one has a link and the other says access your dashboard.
Yeah, I think all of the emails say access your dashboard at the bottom of it. There's a welcome email that says welcome to Local Splash, and then it's got your login credentials on there. That's not the one that we're talking about here. There's one that says to get your Google business verified, and then it lists a few different photos that we would want you to send our way. That's an important one, too. Please send us any photos related to your... You got the click here. So if you open up the click here, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the services we'll be providing, beginning with the Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. That's the one you're looking at now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so obviously you can scroll through that. I don't want to walk you through everything. Your time is valuable, but obviously, like I said, Google's going to be our main focus. We'll optimize your listing on Bing, too, so you can get those phone calls as well, all the different directories. We're doing the Facebook ads for you. Like I said, we can do a new website. That's included as well at no cost. You'll see the long line, and it populates your mobile number in a couple of boxes below that. One that you agree to receive SMS or text messages. The other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then you'll see the longer box that says click here and sign. You would either copy and paste your name or type it in. If you type it in, it's case sensitive, so the J, H, and P are all capitalized. There is no period after the middle initial. Our system does not like punctuation in that particular field. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy an extra space before your name or after. But once you've got your name in that box, click the confirm signature box. Jared, that does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we waived your setup fee, reduced the cost of the service. It will also allow us to make sure that you're Google verified and for us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you're successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
I'm there.
Okay. So you can actually stop right there. You don't have to go the next step. In fact, if you try to do that now, it will give you a message that we're still trying to set everything up. We do need to do your client interview first for there to be content that we would track, but we will, in the next day or so, send you confirmation that your tracking system is active. You can always try to log in, and if it lets you in, it'll let you in. If it has that error message, it's just not active yet. But that's the same dashboard portal that you'll use for your tracking system. Your login credentials are on the welcome email. You cannot change your username. It's the 1300 number, 801-977-1300. And the password is the number 4 and then online. So the number 4, O-N-L-I-N-E, all lowercase, no space. You can change your password at any time. You are all set. Oh, one more thing I wanted to do, just a little bit of extra protection on the account, just another layer of security, a simple question and answer. So if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Advanced Vending, even if it's you, Jared, and we recognize your voice, we may still ask you from time to time to verify the answer to the question, and especially if you start getting phone calls. Once your online presence is increased, obviously, we want customers to call you, but if anyone calls you and tells you that they're Google, if they tell you they're local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. So for anything related to your online listing, if they don't know the answer to the security question and even the question itself, then you don't need to talk to them. It wouldn't be us. If they're asking for more money, again, that wouldn't be us. Your voice verification is clear. It bills for $2.99 and not a penny more. Your options for your security question are on the phone, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Pet's first name.
Okay. And what is that?
Sugar.
Sugar? Okay. Got to type it in twice, but you're all set there. Now, if I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be able to be on that phone call as well, just in the very beginning, just to kind of say a quick hello and answer any questions that you might have. Like I said, it is going to be an email invitation, but you don't have to respond to it. It says local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. It's got your username, your name, and then your actual phone number, which in this case, they're basically the same thing. Real pleasure speaking with you, Jared. I do hope to be able to say a quick hello to you in about an hour or hour and 20 minutes or so when our technician gives you that phone call.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for your time, and I appreciate you. Really excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting your phone ringing and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Yeah.
All right, Jared. You take care. We'll be talking to you soon. Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.